Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So we had a packed weekend, and here were our assignments. Re-examine all that you have been told in school or in church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your soul. We could also say, dismiss everything that hurts the heart. This is a subtle place to practice, since ego has, for most of us, staked out the heart as its territory. Hence the capital H and the small h. Hurting the heart usually means hurts my feelings, or upsets me, or isn't the way it should be, or isn't what I want. Today, notice your experience of hurts the heart, and record and listen about that. November 18th. Friendship with oneself is all important, because without it, one cannot be friends with anybody else in the world. This quote brings us squarely back to our old friend projection. Words can trip us up here, so we must tread consciously. One's relationship with oneself, see what I mean, determines one's experience of life. If I live in conditioned mind with self-hating stories of everything that's wrong with me, with you, with them, with that, and with those, that's the life experience I have. Will I be able to be a friend, to love, to receive love? No. Will that be because there's something wrong with me? No. My experience is a direct, natural result of what I'm doing, of what attention is focused on. Today, explore your friendship with you. Record and listen the difference when you see you through the tunnel vision. It's all personal, all about me, view of ego, as compared to the unconditionally loving view of life seeing life's incarnation unfolding. November 19th. The greatest work that kindness does to others is that it makes them kind themselves. Is someone kind? Can we ever know? Isn't my estimation of the degree of a person's kindness based on what's going on with me in that moment? Here we are back with projection. Truly, how would we ever know? I judge your kindness through my experience. You could be one giant kindness incarnation, but if the voices in my head are talking about how that hurt my feelings, I'm never going to get even a glimpse of that kindness. Today, bring as much kindness as you can to every interaction and notice what you project onto others. Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Oh my gosh, yes. That was action-packed, wasn't it?
It truly was. Here we go. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Karen from Wisconsin.
Hello, Karen.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to share about about friendliness, being friendly to myself, and being a friend to myself. And because I think that that's like what I spend a lot of time alone, and I enjoy it so much. I think the more I'm friendly to myself, the more I like being by myself. And I don't feel like there's a party going on sometimes. You know, it's just me, but it feels fullness.
Is it just you? That's the question, right? Because this takes us to, you know, there's a lot of confusion for people. I think everywhere in awareness practice and in our sangha, with the idea of myself, right?
Okay.
There are different aspects of myself. There are ways that I am here and ways that I am there. So what are we really talking about? And it really takes us to such an important place because if you were being best friend to a self-serving, self-absorbed, only interested in me ego, I don't think you'd be having that experience.
Yeah, true. True, cause
because
the,
right, because you'd be living in self-hate. Because no matter what we're doing, that system is trying to get our attention so it can suck the life out of us.
Hmm. Yeah.
So whether we're by ourselves or in a crowd, our life experience depends on where the attention is focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good to realize, isn't it, that it's not whether you're the only one in the place or it's filled with other people. That's not the deciding factor. Right? The deciding factor is how we are. How we are with ourselves depends on determines how we are with others, determines how we experience life, determines whether we're having a good time or a bad time.
Yeah. I'm getting choked up.
Well, it's huge, isn't it? It's absolutely
it's
huge.
So huge.
Because
it's so
whether
huge.
Whether you were, you know, people get all in a state over, I'm an introvert. Well, I'm an extrovert. Well, those are identities, okay? So clinging to that sort of thing puts us right back in that same place. So I like to be alone. Oh, well, I like to be with people. Well, okay, but that misses the point. Yeah?
Yeah.
So you enjoy being in your own company, and I'm guessing that you spend a fair amount of time and energy attempting to be present.
I do.
Yeah. So there's the magic ingredient right there.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Just takes us right to gratitude, doesn't it?
It and everything is an opportunity to be present.
Yes. Yes.
Well, one thing I'm observing, I'm doing a lot of knitting, and just be present with every stitch instead of rushing to the next one.
Yes. Yeah. And even if you, I think the term is drop a stitch or something like that, or you read the pattern wrong, if you use patterns and you go off in a, and you can enjoy that just as much as get to the end
yeah.
and nothing went wrong. It's just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I have to go back and, yeah.
Take it out and do it over again.
Stitches. Yeah, and do it over again. It's really quite amazing to observe the, yeah, can I just be with the stitch?
Yes. Yeah, we're not, I think Jen said on a call that we were on last night, you're not starting over, you're starting now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and if we would keep that at the front of our conscious awareness, we never have to start over, we're always starting now, then it just makes everything that much more enjoyable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. You know, Sherry, the thing that I took away from that conversation is I think we start to go down that hole of self when we start to try to describe it and to just do what you did, which is my attention is here or it's not here, and I'm not arguing for an aspect of myself. Because only a self argues for that. I don't know. It was just very powerful to go, I can drop the whole conversation about deciding who is me and what's an aspect of me and what's ego and what's life, and just have the experience of being here.
Yes. Yeah. All those things are distractions, aren't they? And that's why they're so important to ego. You know, we meet somebody, and the most important thing to find out immediately is what do we have in common and what are our differences?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, except that it defines the ego and is setting up a situation where ego can have maximum benefit from that duality. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's our next caller, Sherry. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're underwater and probing.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not in a very good reception area, so someone else can have my turn.
Okay, well, we hope to hear from you soon.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Virginia here.
Hello, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia.
Hi. Hi, good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. Well, let's see.
Big weekend?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say what's happening, Sherry. A lot is happening. Not too much, but just a lot of powerful things. And I wasn't actually going to say powerful, but that came out of my mouth. But I just want to talk a little bit about projection. And, two things. One is what I heard you say on the radio show last week about just accepting karma. And and then a little bit about projection, which is I had an experience over the weekend where I met with somebody from work. I was with somebody that I work with, and that person and I actually have we lead with the same enneotype, let's say. And that person was having, like, illumination, like, right and left. And in a very beautiful way that touched me deeply and inspired me a lot. Like, it just lit me up because... Because
somebody was present and you were present with their presence.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. Yeah, they were present. Yeah, it's like, and they were sitting in this thing where they could see the past and how they had lived. I mean, they were really essentially telling my story, but from a compassionate, non-judgmental place, and also from a place of being lit up themselves. And I got lit up. I mean, it just was, I don't know, just, it was like, because it allowed me to see how one can look at the past and, without judgment, see it and then see the opportunity in the present. And one of the things that, for example, this person said, it just was so powerful for me, was just the idea that the more I show up for my life and take responsibility, the more I see endless possibilities. And I know that sounds like what we've been saying for a long time.
Well, it doesn't matter, Virginia. It only matters when all the lights come on and we get it. That's all that matters. You know, people have been saying this for as long as there have been people, in all different kinds of language. But then there's the moment when we go, oh, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful,
and you know what?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And I think that the other thing that really I was aware of was that that person wasn't hating the passivity that they had lived in for decades, many decades. They weren't hating that, actually, that they were able to look at that and just see that that's what they did.
What it took to get them to that moment of illumination.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is the image I had as you were talking, okay? You get ready to start school, and you have the wisest, the most broad-seeing, compassionate guidance counselor in the world. And this person can see all of the karma, everything you bring to it, all your tendencies and proclivities and all of those kinds of things, can see it all. And guides you on a course of education that is going to reveal everything to you and bring you to a place of freedom.
And you're saying that's life. That's the path we're all on.
That's right. That's what we've all got. If we would just submit to it.
Submit to it. Like surrender.
Just say yes. Just surrender. Say yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like this person did.
Yeah, I mean, they really did. I mean, I think they actually hit kind of a bottom with their life, and then it's like the
often,
just were pulled back.
Often that's the requirement.
Yeah.
That's the requirement, right? So we're following ego, doing what it says, feeling bad, feeling awful, suffering, following, listening to the voices in conditioned mind, believing them, trying harder, and then finally a person just gives up. You know, I can't do this. And in that moment, here you are.
Yeah, right. So Sherry, part of the reason I'm mentioning this is because I saw myself so clearly in what that person was saying, and I saw the unlimited possibilities for me too, and especially that there was someone who, let's say, gets stuck in the same kind of conditioning I get stuck in, that was just pulling the curtains wide open and letting the breeze come through. I mean, and we've also been talking about undulations, but. So there's also now like conditioning is kind of telling me, well, yeah, you know, you just need to do this all the time, or you should be here all the time, because this person is, et cetera. And how can I do that? What do I need to do? What kind of schedule do I need to put myself on? You know,
right. And you know, Virginia, the best part of that, you're assuming that person is going to stay there.
Right. Right.
You can watch how they don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what will happen, I project to that person, is exactly what's happening to you. Okay, now I've had this awareness. How do I cling to it? Now I look to conditioned mind for my how to cling program.
Right.
And the descent begins. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So true surrender is to be here. Show up, take responsibility for my showing up.
Like, you don't have to take responsibility. You don't have to do anything. See, that's part of the bamboozle. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be here and say yes.
Be here and say yes.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
It is so relaxing.
It's so relaxing.
But what mistake? But don't you need to? I mean, isn't it? How can you? Yeah, that's what we're surrendering.
Okay.
That's what we're letting go.
Okay. All the ideas about
conditions.
Say it again, Sherry, please.
All the conditions.
All the conditions about all the conditions that have to happen and be just right for me to show up and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my strongest encouragement, of course, is that you record everything that you can at this juncture about what it was like for you to be in that lit up, curtains wide open place, and listen to it regularly and encourage yourself to recognize that place in your daily life and to choose it increasingly.
Okay.
Every time you have to watch really carefully, okay? You have to be paying really close attention. But when you drop into here, you can just say, here, yes. And if you watch closely, you're having the experience.
Okay. So just to reflect that back, I will make a recording of everything I felt and saw while I was in that lit up place with the curtains.
Not the story. Not the story. Don't get pulled into how it doesn't matter what my mother did or what happened with my father or how my first grade teacher. Don't get into any of that.
Okay.
Go for process.
Process.
Just go for the process of realizing that everything that happened to you, and it all brought you to this place of illumination, and here you are now.
Right.
Okay? What did that feel like? My heart felt wide open. There was no conversation in my head. My body was just completely lit up like that.
Yeah, okay, got it. Exactly. Okay, and then listen, and then throughout the day, recognize moments where that is here.
And you can bring those moments on by just stopping, turning your attention inward, here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just stay with that. Get on with your life. Do it a lot.
Okay.
And let me know.
I will.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Virginia.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Virginia. That reminded me of a quote that I read somewhere that peaceful surrender to life's terms, that is submission, you know?
Peaceful surrender to life's storms.
No, life's terms. Terms.
Oh, life's terms. Yeah. Ah, well, it could be either way, couldn't it?
It could be either way.
Yeah, to life's terms. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? All this is on life's terms, for heaven's sake.
Right. And
how
we just have to learn.
We have to learn?
Oh, just that is the definition of ego. On my terms, not on life's terms. And it seems to me that there's such generosity and gentleness in life's approach to getting us to admit that that's not the case.
Yes. Now, of course, if we ask ego, it's just going to scream bloody murder, and I'm so put upon, and I'm so abused, and it's so awful, and poor me. But from the place that Virginia was talking about, it is so gentle, kind, and loving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's my experience over and over again that it's the wisdom of no escape. You have to finally get to that point. And you do, over and over again.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we always have the same experience, don't we? Okay, I don't need to. And then we get pulled back in again. That's okay. We're waking up.
Yes.
We've been in
a deep sleep
for a long time.
And I think it's with each cycle of that, there becomes a broader awareness that is the process. And so there's a level of relaxation in the recognition of the cycle I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not personal.
It's not personal. We did a workshop on Saturday at the monastery on undulations and
mm-hmm.
recorded it, and I hope it's good, because if it is, we're going to make it available to all of Sangha to help have a little clearer perspective of exactly what you're talking about. None of this is
mm-hmm.
personal. And what, you know, what Virginia had noticed, you know, we go mm-hmm. in and out, in and out, in and out, up and down, up and down, up and down, and it's not personal, and we can learn to recognize those places from a disidentified perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and practice surrender.
Mm-hmm. And practice surrendering, yes.
All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Great. This is Helga from Charleston.
Well, hello, Helga.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I've been going through a breakup with my boyfriend that I've been together for 5 years, and it's been very difficult at times. And what I've noticed lately is, you know, I've never seen so clearly how ego will do anything to prevent love from happening. And
mm-hmm.
it is so selfish. It is so delusional.
Yes.
It will make something that one person says into something else to confirm what it already knows to such a degree that it just takes my breath away. I've never seen that so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I get caught in it also, and I react and, you know, do what I do. And every once in a while, like this morning, I come out and I just feel so much compassion for this other person and for myself being caught up, you know, in this false identification. And what I realize is, like, if there is no break in the identification from ego, there is absolutely no chance.
Exactly. Well stated, my dear. Well stated. And that's why people have to fight so hard to practice awareness, right?
Yeah.
Ego defines jealous lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wants all of you all the time. And if it kills you, well, that's just the price we pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just no winning against, you know, if a person is completely fused to that identification, there's just no way in. And anyway, so
there's no way in.
Helga,
I want to underline something that you said, okay? Because it's so important that what it's doing is stopping you from receiving any love, anything
right.
that's
yeah.
going to take you out of its self-serving grasp of something
yeah.
wrong, not enough, so you
yeah.
will continue to give it your life force. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, so you know, and it's always the same story over and over and over again. You know, it's like it's something that happened half a year ago, and it will regurgitate that. And you know, it's just amazing. But what's incredible for me, and you know, that is only because I've been doing this work with you for the last 2 years, and I've get a glimpse once in a while that this is not who I am. I'm not this ego. Is that I can, you know, come back and really just feel so much compassion for this other
yes.
person, whereas before I would have just been angry and, you know, being caught in that same thing, just angry at this other person, feeling rejected, all these things. And right now I just feel I can see it, you know, I can see what is happening, and I just feel an incredible amount of compassion. And
yes, and again, I want to underline for both of you, right? So ego has been very hard on him, but only by extension, right? It's the main thrust of ego's brutality has been toward you, so that you will act out in ways that then you're meant to feel bad and guilty about. What,
right.
Now, what you're doing, because you're coming back to presence, is you just feel compassion for all human beings caught in that
yeah.
ego struggle. Yeah.
yeah.
So it's not she's to blame and he's an innocent victim, or he's to blame and she's an,
right. No.
All of that. No, none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, So, and I've just, you know, I've just never really, I'm just learning so much right now, and, you know, and with all, you know, it's painful and everything, but I have just never seen that so clearly, and, you know, so
yeah.
anyway, I just want to thank you, and I just signed up, and I hope I'll get in for the New Year's retreat, because...
Oh, excellent, because I don't know if word is out about this, Ashwini knows these kinds of things, I don't, that it's on strong emotion. So that's that's going to...
Say that again?
It's on strong emotion. The retreat is on strong emotion.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's my retreat.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay. We'll save a spot for you.
Save a spot for me.
All right. Thank you, Helga.
Thanks, Helga. It just so absolutely perfect. Right. I mean, that line that Helga just said was just so it, that condition, that ego will do anything to prevent love from being
yeah.
there, because it is
yes.
the barrier to love.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
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 And then, of course, it can perpetuate the story that you're such an awful person. That's why nobody loves you. You're so unloving. You know, all that stuff that has nothing to do with anything except it.
Yes, and that really takes us back to what you said with Karen. Wherever our attention is, that's our experience.
Yeah.
And if it's on conditioning, it's never loving. It's never love.
No, never, never. Oh, so painful. So painful and so good to see it. So
yes.
helpful to see it, yeah.
Yes. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. So here's our assignment for today.
Okay.
Sorry, there's a lot of noise in the background. I hope you're not hearing it.
Well, we can hear that there's something going on, but we understand technology, so we can hear you.
Okay. Bite off more than you can chew, then chew it. Life is yes, ego is no. What we have to learn, as in recovery,
from addiction to egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, human beings, is that until we're able to attend closely to life, ego's no is much louder to us than life's yes. We're conditioned to believe anxious, urgent means important. If there's a lot of big energy being generated by worried, fearful, distressing stories in the head, that means this is real and must be given full attention. Quite the contrary is true. However, further confusion can happen in conditioned mind when life's quiet yes begins to guide us into bigger and bigger circumstances, endeavors, opportunities, activities. When we start going with that quiet yes, the yes is more audible, our lives get bigger, and while conditioned mind scrambles to keep us attending to danger, danger stories, our smiles just keep getting wider. Today, just go on ahead and be fabulous. Say yes to whatever life brings into your sphere and revel in it. Record and listen.
Just go on and do it. Just go on and express all the wonder and beauty of life animating you.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, everybody. Treasure yourself.